Welcome back in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KAZM. Scorpions taking on the Valley Sanders Pirates tonight, and they'll receive the kick in the second half. It's going to be a short one that's going to be picked up by Jake Christensen. Big man with the return there. He got about 7 or 8 yards, knocked down a couple of would-be tacklers. So a rare opportunity there for Jake Christensen to return the kickoff. And Scorpions do lead 34-0 here in the second half over the Pirates. Bailey Ehrlich with 3 touchdowns tonight. Corbin Polito ran one in. Derek Johnson returned a fumble for a touchdown in the first half. And here we are at 34-0 for the Scorpions. They'll take over on their own 47-yard line after the short kickoff. Dawson Barber under center. He's going to hand it off to Tim Hall right up the middle. 10, 15 yards for Tim Hall. The big man, number 78, with the run right up the middle. Picked up about 16 or 17, it looks like, well into Valley territory, down to about the 37-yard line. A 17-yard run for the big man, number 78, Tim Hall. He's lined up in the backfield a few times for the Scorpions. That's the first time, at least at home, that I've seen him actually get the ball, and he took advantage of it. He'll line up once again in the backfield with Dawson Barber under center. Wides on either side. They'll send Derek Johnson in motion to the right. Barber will run to the right, keep it himself. He's got 5, 10 yards, and picks up the first down and more down to about the 21-yard line. As we've got a running clock here in the second half, as the Scorpions lead it 34-0, Dawson Barber with the first down run. We had a wonderful fireworks ceremony at halftime brought to us by the Sedona Rotary Club. Words from Mayor Sandy Moriarty, just to remember the prisoners of war and those missing in action. As the Sedona offense takes a snap once again, it's another handoff to Tim Hall. He'll pick up about 4 yards, let's say, on the carry. Maybe they gave him 5. It looks like it's going to be 2nd and 5. He got down to the 17-yard line of Valley. As again, this should be a relatively quick second half with the clock running as the Sedona Scorpions enjoy a 34-0 lead. Remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by Chief First Choice Jeep Ventures. As Dawson Barber takes a snap, hands it again to Tim Hall. This time he's brought down after just a yard or two. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, a day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, and more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. Third down now and 3 yards to go for the Scorpions after a 2-yard Tim Hall run. He's still in the backfield as Dawson Barber lines up under center. They'll send Polito in motion to the left. They'll hand it off again to Hall, but this time Valley was ready for him. He's not going to be brought down, but he didn't get any forward progress. As it looks like Tristan Willey and number 54, which I don't have on my roster for Valley, were there to stop him. So 4th and 3 or 4 yards. I think it's 3 yards for the Scorpions. The offense is still out on the field. As the clock continues to run, we've got 8 minutes and 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Dawson Barber is going to line up in the shotgun now with Hall to his left and wides on either side. They'll throw it to the left, and it's going to be incomplete. The pass was intended for number 21, who I also don't have on my roster here for Sedona. But the pass was incomplete, and the Scorpions turn it over on downs. Valley Sanders will take over at their own 16-yard line. Clock continues to run with under 8 minutes now left here in the third quarter. Bailey Ehrlich provided the fireworks earlier in the game after we had before we had the halftime fireworks show, as he had a couple of big punt returns, including one for a touchdown from 68 yards out. And the Scorpions, in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter, they scored 3 touchdowns to really put this game out of reach. It was more or less close before that. Sanders hasn't, or Valley hasn't had much luck on offense tonight. But they will take over at their own 16-yard line. Quarterback Colin James under center. He's got two men in the backfield, Apollo Smith and Kyle Thompson. He'll take the handoff and give it to Apollo Smith, but he's met right at the line and brought down by a whole flock of Scorpions. Tim Hall was in there on the tackle. Couple others. And it's going to be second down and 10 yards. It looks like they didn't give him a loss at all on the play. First and 10 still just past the 20-yard line, not quite to the 21, though, for the Pirates. Sedona once again looking to go 2-1 on the season with a win at home versus Camp Verde and a loss at Paradise Honors last week. Colin James under center once again. He'll roll to his right this time. He'll pitch it to Kyle Thompson. He's met right at the line and brought down by Tim Hall. And he had some help from Michael Ryan there on that tackle. No gain on the play. Third down and 10. Things go quickly with the running clock. Just under 6 minutes left now here in the third quarter as the Scorpions lead it 34-0. And the Valley Pirates are in their huddle. They break it. They're heading towards the line of scrimmage. Haven't had much going on offense at their own 16-yard line. Not the 21, as I said before. James takes a snap. He'll pitch it to Apollo Smith. He's going to run it up the left side. Looks like they're going to be about a yard short of the first down, but a good 8 or 9 yard run by Apollo Smith. We'll see where they spot the ball. Again, that was just about their biggest offensive play of the night. It was good for 8 yards, so we'll see if they go for it on fourth down and 2. Again, I do not believe the Pirates have converted a first down yet today. We'll see if they can start the second half off right here on fourth and 2 from their own 25-yard line. Players come to the line now. Colin James is going to line up under center, two backs behind him. He'll take the snap, drop back to pass. He's flushed out of the pocket, running to the right. He's got pressure by Christensen. The pass is knocked away, no good, but there is a flag after the play. We'll see if the Sedona defense had a little bit of extracurricular activity. Jake Christensen with the pressure on James made him run all the way out to the right sideline where the pass fell incomplete. Haven't seen any kind of signal yet from the officials on what this penalty might be. Again, it could be a first down for Valley, and it does look like it's a penalty on the Scorpions. And roughing the passer, they're going to say, as Colin James was hit. So, first down for the Pirates. They'll move the chains by way of the yellow flag. 4.5 minutes left. They'll move the ball all the way out to the 40-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Pirates. They've got quite a run for a break from their huddle to get to the line of scrimmage. Colin James is going to line up under center again with his backs behind him. Wide receivers split out on either side. Pirates head left to right across the field. James is going to throw, and it's picked off once again. Number 22, Javier Pacheco. Not much of a return. He gets just a couple of yards before he's brought down, but it's another turnover for the Sedona defense. Javier Pacheco with the interception. Under 4 minutes left now. Sedona will take over at the Pirate 41-yard line. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football as the Scorpions take over on first down. It's a pass to the right side to Bailey Ehrlich. He'll pick up about 12 or 13 yards, but there is a flag on the play and the Valley Sanders player down. Just over 3 minutes left here in the third quarter with the running clock. And there's another Sanders player, Valley Sanders player, Apollo Smith, down on the sideline. We'll go ahead and take a quick break from the action. Scorpions lead it 34 to nothing.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Mike and Rob get real on Sports Talk.
Is it inappropriate? Sure. But you know what, folks? 90% of the time, men are inappropriate, okay?
Absolutely.
And if it's the other 10% of the time, it's because women are around. Okay? The only time Rob and I are, like, appropriate, mildly appropriate, is when these microphones are on. Otherwise, we are wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, we are.
Okay?
That's Sports Talk weekdays on KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
You never know.
We got Bob calling us from Flagstaff. How you doing, Bob?
I think I know the answer of your shirt.
You think you know. Give me, between 1 and 10, your confidence level here.
10.
I love it.
Do you happen to know the number of this particular jersey?
Number 10.
No, it was 33. I don't want his name while he did the movie. I want his name when he was in college.
Yeah, the college jersey.
Oh, you got me on that one. On college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His college name.
Lou Alcindor.
That is right.
No. Okay.
Number 33, but number one in your hearts for UCLA, Lou Alcindor.
Right.
That's exactly whose jersey I'm wearing. Bob from Flagstaff, you got two tickets here. Coyotes and Kings next Thursday night.
Thank you.
See, that was good. Bob knew it. Knew we were talking about Kareem. But then when we had to go college,
all of a sudden that confidence level went down a little bit, didn't it, Bob?
That's Sports Talk. Weekdays right here on AM 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
You never know who will show up on Sports Talk. The one and only world heavyweight champion, George Foreman, on the phone lines with us. George, going to bare his soul for us, right?
Whatever you want to talk about. If I can remember, I'll talk about it. You know, that's why I named all my boys George. I didn't want to worry about that remembering names.
See, now that's why my dad named both me and my brother Dammit.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's Sports Talk weekday afternoons on 780 KAZM.
You never know who you're going to connect with on Sports Talk on 780 KAZM.
On the phone lines with us, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback of all time, Joe Montana. I got to ask you, we had Roger Craig on the program a couple months back, and he talked to in depth with us about the great Super Bowl drive. And you know, I think, and you know where I'm going with this. And he said that you broke the tension by mentioning something in the huddle, and I was wondering if you could elaborate for our listeners what that was.
There's one guy on our team who likes to know who is at the game, a guy named Harris Barton. He was our right tackle, and
right.
He just always comes back in the locker room after the games. And you know, we play in LA, and you never knew who you were going to run into the sideline. And did you see so and so, or he's here, or she's here? And so I was in the huddle, framed between two of the guys standing in the huddle, between their shoulders on the sideline was John Candy. I thought Harris would appreciate that, but he looked at me like I was an idiot. Well, what are you talking about? And I just said it, you know, because that's what I would normally do. I try to always be myself.
That's Sports Talk on 780 KAZM, your sports authority.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM. We've got an extended break here as there is a Valley Sanders player still down on the field. I'm not able to see a number, but they have called out the Sedona Fire paramedics. They've sent the teams to the sidelines. We're not sure how long this will be as they're one of the linemen for the Pirates has been down for about 10 minutes now, I think, or maybe five, but while they're giving him treatment, we will go ahead and take an extended break with our bumper and be back once play resumes. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM. Welcome back in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here at John Ordine Memorial Stadium. The first responders, paramedics, have gotten the Valley Sanders player to a waiting ambulance. I never did see the number. I'm not sure who it was, but our hearts and prayers go out to the Valley Sanders team and their families. There was a personal foul after the play, and the Scorpions will be backed up to 1st and 15 now at the 43-yard line. And then they'll hand it off on the right. They've got the B team in now. Number 8 takes it out to the right side. He's all the way to the sideline. He's got the first down and more. Cuts back into the middle at the 20, 15, 10, 5. It looks like a touchdown for number 8, Kevin Zarate. The backup running back comes in. Runs it 47 yards for the touchdown on his first play, or his first carry, rather. And that'll extend the Scorpion lead to 40-0 with 2:18 left in the third quarter. Scorpions are going to line up for the extra kick as they lead 40-0. And they've got Sripum Krathenthong on for the extra point. I believe we might have seen Wyatt Dutton in there at quarterback on that play. Here's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. Scorpions lead it 41-0 over the Valley Pirates with 2:18 left in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Hall of Famer Deacon Jones on Sports Talk. He never pulled any punches on the field. You really think he would on the radio?
The Secretary of Defense.
There you go. Yeah.
Now you're talking. Secretary of Defense. I had to kill a lot of quarterbacks to get that title.
They don't let you do that anymore.
Well, no, they all girls now. I'm glad I'm out before the women came into the game.
Sports Talk weekdays on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Josh Freeman here with you tonight. Thank you for joining us. 2:18 left here in the third quarter. And the Scorpions with a 40-0 lead. And they're going to kick it off now from their own 40-yard line, kicking right to left. As the officials give them the go-ahead. Back to receive are Apollo Smith and Wynn Shigley for the Pirates. Here's Ruiz on the kick. Smith's going to take it at about his 21-yard line, drops it again, picks it up, and he's going to go right down with it at about the 26. Xavier Turnbull ran in there for the tackle for the Scorpions. And it'll be first and 10 for the Pirates from their 26-yard line as the clock continues to run. Under 2 minutes left now here in the third quarter. And the Scorpions with the 40-0 lead. They actually had to redo the extra point during the break, and they missed it on the second attempt. So instead of a 41-0 lead, it's 40. And the officials now blowing this play dead before it starts as the Pirates will call a timeout. We'll remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. We'll be back with you right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Welcome back in. Pirates taking over on their own 26-yard line. Colin James under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle. I believe, not sure who it was that got the ball, but Jake Christensen was in there on the tackle for the Scorpions, as it looked like it was number 4, Kyle Thompson, with a gain of just 1 on 1st and 10. It'll be 2nd and 9 now for the Pirates. Again, we will have each Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion home game live on our internet stream at kazmradio.com or the TuneIn Radio app. After tonight, we'll have remaining games against Gray Hills Academy on October 2nd, Pinon on October 9th, and October 30th against Hopi, as Colin James is going to take this snap and keep it himself. He's just gets a couple yards before he's brought down by Ethan Hayden for the Scorpions. And it'll be third down now, and a long 8 yards for the Pirates. Again, as I was saying, we are going to stream each game live on the internet as it's happening on Friday nights with the customary Saturday afternoon replay from noon to 2 o'clock. Colin James back under center now with his backs behind him and wides on either side. He's going to drop back to pass this time. It's a short one to Kyle Thompson, but it's going to fall short, incomplete. And that is the end of the third quarter. Scorpions lead at 40-0 as the running clock kept things going there until the Valley Sanders injured player. But we will take a break and be back with you after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com. Hall of Famer Deacon Jones on Sports Talk. He never pulled any punches on the field. You really think he would on the radio?
The Secretary of Defense.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, now you're talking. Now
yeah.
You're talking. Secretary of Defense. That's, I had to kill a lot of quarterbacks to get that title.
They don't let you do that anymore.
Well, no, they all girls now, I'm glad I'm out before the women came into the game.
Sports Talk, weekdays on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football on ESPN 780 KAZM. The Pirates will go for it on fourth down as Carlin James runs out to his right, lobs it downfield. He's got Apollo Smith for the first down at the 40-yard line of Sedona. The first and only big play so far for the Pirates on fourth and eight. It looks like they picked up about 33 yards on that pass from Colin James to Apollo Smith. So Smith did get all the way down to the Sedona 38-yard line. It's the first time the Pirates have been in Scorpion territory since the first quarter. Again, Scorpions do lead it, though, 40-0 with just over 11 minutes remaining in the game. So the Pirates line up for first and 10. James will take the snap, roll out to his right. He's going to keep it. He's got about 3 or 4 yards. Looks like they're going to give him 3 for second and 7. He got down to the 35-yard line as Lyle Dutton made the tackle for the Scorpions. They've got a good opportunity now for some of the younger players to get a quarter of experience here against the Pirates. As looks like they'll just have they gave Smith or excuse me James just over a couple yards on that play. So second and a long 7 or a short 8 as the Pirates return to the line of scrimmage. James is going to take the snap. He'll drop back to pass. He's got pressure on the left and he's brought down for the sack. Loss of about 6 yards, it looks like, on the play. And Matthias Higner, I believe. Excuse me, they're going to tell me Michaela Cunningham. So great job by Michaela. And it will be third down now and about 13 yards for the Pirates. I've got Michaela on my roster, but didn't have a number next to her name. But a big sack there by her. Forces the Pirates into a long third down. Colin James is going to line up under center. He's got his two backs behind him, wides on either side. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it to the right sideline. It hangs up in the air. It is going to fall down. Almost caught, almost intercepted, but ultimately falls to the ground. And the Pirates are now going to face fourth down and 13 yards to go with just over 9 minutes left here in the game. And the Scorpions still leading 40-0. I believe the Pirates are going to go for it here on fourth down. I'm not sure there would be much point in punting. The ball is at the Sedona 42 or 43-yard line. And here comes the Pirate offense to the line. Colin James under center to take the snap. He's going to drop back. He's going to throw a short pass at the line of scrimmage. It's caught. It's taken 5-6 yards. And another flag at the end of the play. I believe, not sure who that, the pass was to number 24, Alexander Dennison for the Pirates. And there was a flag after the play. It's going to be another personal foul face mask on the Scorpions. That's going to be 15 yards and another first down. And all of a sudden, the Pirates are deep. And another flag as the official marking the ball off is talking with the Sedona defense. This may be another personal foul for unsportsmanlike conduct, and it may give the Pirates another 15 yards. Let's see what the official says. He's talking now to Coach John Bradshaw. It is a personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct on the Scorpions. So after a big pass play, the Pirates now get 30 yards on consecutive personal fouls on the Scorpions. Now they are deep into Sedona territory. Let's see where the official stops with the ball. It's going to be at about the 9-yard line. So first and 10 for the Pirates at the 9. After they were in danger of, that they ran a fourth down play that didn't get anywhere. But two big penalties, give them 30 yards, and just like that, they're close to the goal line. Colin James is going to take the snap. He's going to throw to his right side. He's got Kyle Thompson all alone, but the pass was a bit short. And Thompson couldn't hold on to it. He, again, fell down as he was going for that catch at about the 3, so he wouldn't have been in, but he was all alone there on the left side. It's going to be second and goal from the 10-yard line for the Pirates. So it's going to be second down now. Colin James returns to the line. He'll take the snap. He'll drop back, and we've got flags at the beginning of the play blown dead. That usually means offensive false start. So that'll back the ball up to about the 14-yard line, and it'll be second and goal from the 14 for the Valley Pirates. Again, they are trying to get into the end zone as they've been pummeled a little bit in the second and third quarters, or mostly in the second quarter. But they're down 40-0. Trying to get a number on their side of the scoreboard with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Colin James under center. He's going to hand that ball off up the middle where it is stopped for no gain. Not sure if that was Apollo Smith on the carry. Let's see who comes up with it. I don't see the numbers. It might have been Kyle Thompson. But either way, that play was stuffed at the line, and it'll be third and goal from the 14. Several Scorpions in there on the tackle. The entire defensive line, it looked like. Pirates back in the huddle. 6:45 now left in the game. As they return to the line for third and goal from the 14. Here's a snap back to James. He's going to throw quickly on the right side. That pass is complete. The receiver runs it back towards the middle. That's number 15, Wynn Shigley. He looks like he got down to about the 5 or 6 yard line, so it'll be fourth and goal and about 5 yards to go for the Valley Pirates. So barring another penalty, they've got one more chance here to stuff it into the end zone. By far the best field position they've seen so far in this game. Again, this is the first time they've been on the Scorpion side of the field in about two quarters. As Colin James returns to the line, looks to his left and right. He's got the snap. He drops back to pass. He's got time. He's flushed out of the pocket now, pressured, and he's going to be brought down. He's fighting for yardage. He gets about 2 yards, but it's not going to be enough, as it's a stop for the Scorpions, and they'll take over the ball. Wyatt Dutton on the tackle, and the Scorpions will take over on their own 2-yard line. Good effort there by Colin James. He was met at the line and managed to push forward for 3 yards, but they needed to get into the end zone, and he did not make it. So the Scorpions take over on their own 2-yard line. And looks like, let's see who we've got in at quarterback. Dawson Barber hasn't been in a couple of series. I believe it's number 10, Wyatt Dutton, in at quarterback for the Scorpions as they look to the line. And looks like we might have a timeout here. And it is taken by the Scorpions with just under 5 minutes left. They lead at 4-0 here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on 780 KACM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back into the Pit Tour. Mike T. Mack here with you, and joining us via the phone lines, Larry the Cable Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You were out at the NASCAR race on Sunday. Now, were you, or because I've got unconfirmed reports that you started the whole fight that took place.
Oh, yeah, I did. I told Gordon, I said, you need to quit being a sissy and get in the mix every now and then.
That's the Pit Tour, your live and local link to the world of NASCAR. Friday and Saturday mornings right here on 780 KAZM.
Welcome back to John Ordine Memorial Stadium here in lovely Sedona, Arizona, where the Scorpions are taking on the Valley Pirates out of Sanders, Arizona. Just under 5 minutes left to go in the game. Scorpions with a comfortable 40-0 lead. And as they take over on their own 2-yard line, we're going to have a offsides call on the Pirates. So they'll move that ball up to the 7. It'll be 1st and 5. Number 10, Wyatt Dutton, in at quarterback. He's going to hand it off to Kevin Zarate. He's brought down after just a yard or two. So it's probably going to be, looks like, 2nd and 3 or 4. As the Scorpions just running clock now with just over 4.5 minutes left. And again, that comfortable lead. We saw a lot of fireworks from Bailey Ehrlich early in the game and had a fireworks presentation at halftime to honor the prisoners of war, those missing in action, and our servicemen today. Dutton now under center. He'll take the snap and hand it off once again to Zarate. He'll pick up the first down and a little bit more all the way out to the 15-yard line. A gain of 4 for Kevin Zarate. First down and 10 with 4 minutes left. Again, players in no hurry as the clock continues to run. The second team offense in for the quarterback, or excuse me, in for the Scorpions with quarterback Wyatt Dutton and running back Kevin Zarate. And Dutton's under center now to take the snap. He'll fake the handoff, roll out to his right. He's going to keep it himself, breaks a tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's got 5, 10, 12, 13 yards for Wyatt Dutton on the quarterback keeper. That's the Scorpion first down as he gets all the way out to about the 28 or 29-yard line. Let's see where the officials mark the ball. It will be at the 28, so a handy gain of 11 yards on the quarterback keeper by Wyatt Dutton. Just over 3 minutes now left in this game. As the players look to the sideline, consult their armbands, and get set at the line of scrimmage. It'll be Dutton under center once again, with Zarate behind him in the backfield. Receivers on either side. It'll be another quarterback keeper for Dutton as he goes to the left sideline this time. We've got a flag it may be holding as Dutton picks up about 7-8 yards on that play. But again, there was a flag on the play and another Valley Sanders player down behind the play. He was given chase to Dutton, and looks like he is in a little bit of pain there once again. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. Sedona leads it with 2:45 left in the game, 40-0 over the Pirates. Oh, now that Pirate player is back up. It's number 21, Juwan Begay, who was took a while to get up earlier in the game. I believe that was late in the second quarter. But he will walk to the sideline with the assistance of his coach. So there was a flag on the play in the area where it's usually holding. I didn't see a signal from the official, but they are walking the ball back. And it's going to be all the way back to the 16-yard line for Sedona. So it'll be first and 20 now after the 10-yard holding penalty for the Scorpions. Dutton under center once again. They'll send a man in motion to the right. Dutton will keep it himself again. He's met at the line. He fumbles the ball and caught it before it hit the ground. Handy play to keep possession of the ball as he was brought down by Apollo Smith and Salis Yazzi on the play. He did lose 4 yards, but luckily did not lose the ball. As the clock continues to run under 2 minutes now, it'll be second and 24 for the Scorpions. And with the clock running, I assume they'll get just two or three more plays off before the end of this game. Scorpions looking to the sideline for the play. Again, the second team offense is in with Apollo Dutton at quarterback. Kevin Zarate, who's had a few nifty plays. Dutton will now back into the shotgun, where he'll take the snap. He'll pass it on the right, but incomplete at the feet of Xavier Turnbull, I believe, on the right side. It'll be third and 24, but again, not really any threat of fourth down here as the clock continues to run. With just over a minute left. Again, our next broadcast won't be until the next home game in 3 weeks on October 2nd when the Gray Hills Fightin' Knights come into town. Valley beat Gray Hills 20-12 last week, but with a loss this week, they'll fall to 1-1 as the Scorpions pitch it to the left to Xavier Turnbull. He's got about 5, 10, 15 yards. 12 yards it'll be about on the run up the left side as he took the pitch from Wyatt Dutton. He's brought down on the left side, and it'll still be about 4th and 9, it looks like, for the Scorpions. Maybe 4th and 10. But again, just 27 seconds left. I don't even know if they'll have to run a play. As a big performance early on by Bailey Ehrlich gave the Sedona Scorpions a quick 13-0 lead. Corbin Polito ran into touchdown. Ehrlich had another touchdown reception in the second quarter. Derek Johnson had a fumble return right before the half that helped the Scorpions even more. And then a 47-yard touchdown run by Kevin Zarate in the third quarter gave us our final score of 40-0. Thanks for joining us, folks, here on 780 KAZM. We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptours.com, or adayinthewest.com. Scorpions move to 2-1 on the season with the 40-0 win. Again, we'll see you again on October 2nd when they'll face the Gray Hills Academy Fightin' Knights. Thank you for joining us here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Scorpions win it 40-0 over the Valley Sanders Pirates. Good night, folks.